Each week, hosts Lizanne Saunders, Schwab's chief investment strategist, and Kathy Jones, Schwab's chief fixed income strategist, bring you fresh insights on what's happening in the market now. Join Kathy and Lizanne as they explore questions like, what indicators should you watch for signs of change? And what sectors of the stock market are outperforming? Listen today at schwab.com/oninvesting or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
Single best idea on a Monday that has been unlike any Monday in recent history, surveillance history, and in American history. First of all, thanks to the team for an incredible amount of work Saturday, Sunday, and this Monday to bring you conversation with true experts about these events, the assassination attempt on a former president, to continue to do the market coverage, the bank earnings coming out and all that, but just to get good conversation and perspective and opinion about this moment in American history. Today, Andrew Rutledge was with us with Bowdoin, Ronald Fineman of Florida Atlantic with a definitive book, 14 chapters of assassination and attempted assassination in America. And Robert D. Kaplan. Robert D. Kaplan is my book of the year last year, The Loom of Time, which stretches from Morocco across Eurasia, if you will. He is affiliated with Eurasia Group, Ian Bremmer's shop, over to India and the Stans. The Loom of Time, I think it's a great read. And then he has a new read, The Tragic Mind, which is just out. I have not read it yet. I think I have to read it now after the tragic events that we've had. Here is Robert D. Kaplan on Donald Trump.
No, not really. Trump is he's a character out of Shakespeare, even if he's never read Shakespeare. But I don't know. He's pretty aggressive towards China. And keep in mind that the actions between the U.S. and the Chinese are getting more and more aggressive. And that is dangerous, you know, because this is what happened before the Cuban Missile Crisis. It was only after the Cuban Missile Crisis, after both superpowers stared into the abyss, that they went on to have détente and, you know, strategic arms limitation treaties and all of that stuff. So what we need is a real cooling of relations between the U.S. and China. I mean, cooling down the rhetoric.
Robert T. Kaplan, again, on my to-do list, that pile of books you have in the living room, wherever you read your books. The Tragic Mind is his new effort out just a couple months ago, as well as The Loom of Time, my book of the year last year.
Each week, hosts Lizanne Saunders, Schwab's chief investment strategist, and Kathy Jones, Schwab's chief fixed income strategist, analyze economic developments and bring you fresh insights on what's happening in the market now. Join Kathy and Lizanne as they explore questions like, what indicators should you watch for signs of change? And what sectors of the stock market are outperforming? They'll often interview prominent guests from across the world of investing and business, bringing context to conversations around market cycles, Fed policies, inflation, and more. Listen today at schwab.com/oninvesting or wherever you get your podcasts. That's schwab.com/oninvesting.
A new era of AI can power performance breakthroughs for your business. But how do you get faster performance on their existing architecture? With Intel, Netflix unlocked better AI to boost streaming performance by up to 3.5 times. That's because Intel AI accelerators outperform competitors by 30%. Put AI into action on the architecture you trust today. Better AI starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/AI performance.
Again, any number of perspectives. Matthew Winkler, the founder of Bloomberg News. It's his fault I'm here. And, of course, editor-in-chief emeritus darkened the door this morning to speak of South Africa, his great essay with Shinpei about the success of South Africa as seen in the bond market, some of that off their new election, a different South Africa polity leading to that. We'll talk about that in the coming days. It's an important essay, hugely read across Europe and Africa. But we had to talk to Matt Winkler about these political times. It was a very informed discussion, and particularly his history of, he's out of Kenyan, and the history of across Pennsylvania into Ohio. That was really, really quite something. Here is Matthew Winkler on the moment at hand.
Remember what the record shows, which is that in almost every instance where there's been an attempted assassination, whether it's FDR in 33 or even Theodore Roosevelt a month before the election, before him, more recently in the 70s, there were two attempts on President Gerald Ford. And of course, that was followed by the attempt on Ronald Reagan. None of those events actually changed, if you will, the outcome, whatever the outcome turned out to be or was perceived to be. Ronald Reagan did get a boost in the polls, but then became very unpopular after that. It didn't help Gerald Ford get elected against Jimmy Carter, and Theodore Roosevelt certainly didn't benefit from having a bullet in his chest when the election occurred. We have to be careful. Look at the historical record. The historical record says that these assassination attempts, so far at least, none of them, were significant.
Matt Winkler, the founder of Bloomberg News. We'll continue our coverage. Joe Matthew and Kaylee Lines leading the effort with Balance of Power in Milwaukee. All sorts of good efforts by our White House team as well, and those following the Trump campaign. We're out on YouTube. Excuse me. Search and subscribe on YouTube to Bloomberg Podcast. That's the best way to get us. On Apple CarPlay, although Paul Sweeney, his Apple CarPlay is broken or something with his phone. Don't do that, folks. Get your Apple CarPlay up to speed, and Android Auto as well. On Apple Podcasts, it's single best idea.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The Bloomberg Power Player Summit, presented by Invesco QQQ, Invesco Distributors, Inc., comes to New York on Thursday, September 5th, during the U.S. Open Tennis Championships. Join us and share the court with industry leaders as we identify the next wave of disruption that could hit the multi-billion dollar global sports industry. Register now at BloombergLive.com/PowerPlayers. That's BloombergLive.com/PowerPlayers.